1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. Tonight, guys, tonight's a very big milestone for us. We have our very first R&B artist of the show. I can't believe it took this long, to be honest. I thought we would have had one a year ago, to be honest. But yo, it's a first for everything, and I'm happy it's this artist specifically. We have the one and only Rome with us tonight, guys. Rome has been making hella moves lately. Insane, just music, marketing. It's just the guy is jack of all trades. Honestly, this guy is insane. We're going to interview him in just a few minutes. But the beginning of the night, we always like to premiere some new songs from new upcoming artists. And tonight we have three new artists. Two of these songs just came out recently. So the first one that we're going to be starting off with is Dose of You by Jazzy. Oh, wait, it's playing already. Okay, hold on. We don't want to spoil it too much. Okay, so basically, Dose of You by Jazzy, right? We're going to have him on the show soon. It's going to be really cool. We had his homie Deadsec a few months ago, so can't wait for that. We also have the newest single from Redellium and Roxy Okane called I Died. I didn't actually die. I'm still here. That's like the corniest joke I can come up with. My fault. But I just came across their music recently. It was like a eureka moment because I was having such a crap week. And I just hear their insane music. I was like, oh my god, finally something good that actually happened. So I'm excited to premiere it. This is honestly, it's such an honor. And to finish it all off, we have Mango. This song's by Cortez. It actually came out a while ago, to be fair. However, this guy is also making hella moves, bro. Especially, like, we don't have, besides the homie Mars, aka Mario, who comes to host the show sometimes, we don't have a lot of Spanish artists, so we're gonna have him on eventually. And I can't wait, because it's gonna be really cool. So, without further ado, we're gonna start off with Dose of You by Jazzy, only on 1690. Let's get it.
I can't keep calling you if you don't even like me. I'm so down bad for you and I'm still trying to hide it. Every time I hear your name, I start to get crazy. Get drunk to remind myself that you don't wanna see me. Swear I'm not with nobody. You don't wanna hear about me. I just wanna talk, I'm sorry. Saying that you're happy, are you? Thinking that you good, but are you? Change too much, it's not you, yeah. Post it up with my gang, okay. I don't know why you mad, okay. I just need a damn break from you. You don't ever wanna tell the truth. Tell me what it is, though. We used to be real close. Lied to me, then broke my heart again and again. I'm on the fence, you don't even want inside the offense. Look for your whip every time that I'm out. Baby, I miss you, I don't want revenge. Ay. Just don't pretend that you hate me, cause even I know that you don't. Yeah. Remember the days when you called me and used to tell me I'm the GOAT. Talk about me, but you act like I don't even exist. You say, look what I made you do, but you ain't Taylor Swift. Hey, switch Steph Curry, you know I just don't miss. Ay, but with you, I hit a brick. You don't know half of the things I did. Talking to myself more often. You saw what we had and put it in a coffin. Damn, you know without you, girl, I'm wildin'. Baby, I just wanna see you smiling now. It's been way too long since I heard you speak to me. I know it never crossed your mind how much you mean to me. So many sleepless nights hoping that you believe in me. You my drug, baby girl, you my ecstasy. I can't keep calling you if you don't even like me. I'm so down bad for you and I'm still trying to hide it. Every time I hear your name, I start to get crazy. Get drunk to remind myself that you don't want to see me. Swear I'm not with nobody. You don't want to hear about me. I just want to talk, I'm sorry. Saying that you're happy, are you? Thinking that you good, but are you? Change too much, it's not you, yeah.
Yes, sir. Dose of You by Jazzy, bro. We're going to have him on the show next week. So, guys, tune in because we're going to have more of him soon. So now, next song, we have I Died by Redelium and Rux Yokane. Let's get it. Was I Died by Redelium and Rux Yokane. Now we got Mango by Cortez, bro. Let's get it. Siento de nuevo de tu calor. Huele cigarro tu habitación. Grita de nuevo el vecino 2. Cuántas sentadas me faltan. No sigo esperando que llegue. La fama la quiero los jueves. Los viernes lo quiero sin nada. Para abrazarte y verte mañana. Te pido que respires. Te pido que respires. Te pido que respires cuando entremos en tu habitación. Quiero paz y tu calor. Que me llames corazón. Te regalo de mi voz. Ves tu cara, tu cuerpo, tus manos, tu olor. Son tus labios, tu pelo. Me gusta tu voz. Es tu cara, tu cuerpo, tus manos, tu olor. Son tus labios, tu pelo. Me gusta tu voz. Es tu cara, tu cuerpo, tus manos, tu olor. Son tus labios, tu pelo. Me gusta tu voz. Es tu cara, tu cuerpo, tus manos, tu olor. Son tus labios, tu pelo. Me gusta tu voz. Diamantes en su piel. $16.90, yo. So that was three singles back to back, bro, by Jazzy, Redelium, Rux Yokane, and Cortez, bro. What a crazy lineup for tonight, bro. I can't wait to have every single one of these amazing artists eventually on the come up, because you know what? That's what we do. But tonight, we got the one and only, the magnificent the spectacular, the amazing. Help me out here, guys. What else can we use to describe this music? The very majestic. Rome, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, bro. Thank you so much for having me on here, bro.
Of course, bro. It's my pleasure, bro.
It's my first time being on the radio, so.
That's what's up, bro. That's good, bro. You not nervous? No, don't be nervous,
Nah, I'm
bro.
Good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Nah, bro. You good. Don't worry about it, bro. We're going to have fun. It's going to be lit. And, bro, your music is amazing, bro. This is a milestone episode for us, bro. We never had an R&B artist before.
This is a milestone for me, so.
Yeah, bro. We're doing this together, bro, for real.
Sir,
so,
yes,
let's get into it, shall we? So, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Who is Rome?
So, yo, I'm from Montreal, Canada. 26 years old. I started making music when I was about 16. And I fell in love with the process. I fell in love with recording music. I fell in love with engineering. Fell in love with hearing my voice on a song and writing and you know, putting your emotions out on whatever beat I'm choosing. And yeah, man, ever since then, it's been like there's no plan B, bro.
No plan B, no turning back.
There's no plan B, bro.
That's what's up, bro. Being fearless, especially when it comes to like this, like industry, it's scary. But you know what, bro? It pays off. And your music, bro, it's definitely going to pay off because you've been getting crazy streams, bro. You've been getting a lot of attention.
It's coming. It's coming.
Bro, what's that like getting all that attention?
It's my first time getting attention like this. So it is new to me. But, yo, it's a blessing, bro. It's everything I've ever wanted.
That's what's good, bro. You know what? That's just tip of the iceberg, bro. You're gonna get so much more, too. Especially... Bro, if you keep dropping these hits, bro, hits after hits, bro, 100%. End of the year, bro, talent. It's talent, bro, 100%. So what made you want to start doing music in the first place?
So I've always been a fan of music, right? My mom played a lot of music when I was younger. So, like, artists like Akon, artists like Justin Timberlake, Monica and Brandy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
Of course, bro. Brandy?
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
Of course, bro. Why you didn't call me the white boy with sauce, bro?
So, yo, she played a lot of different music. And I didn't know then, but, like, it really shaped my taste in music. It shaped, like, you know, the type of artist I am today. And my dad was also a DJ back in the day. I didn't know much about it. He only told me stories, but... my whole family was like just music, you know?
That's good. Honestly, I feel like when you're surrounded by something, you know, it's destiny at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And especially like when you're making like good, like real, like incredible music like this too, especially, it's, you can tell where the inspiration comes from too. And I think that's very, like, special, especially when you have, like, your family behind you.
Of course. And they're super supportive.
Yeah.
Like, doing music is, like, essentially, it's kind of like a gamble, you know?
100%.
Not very many people have the guts to do it or the...
I completely agree.
And it's even less common to find parents that support you, you know? Especially in this career, because it's not a sure thing.
100%.
So I'm blessed enough to have two parents and my stepdad who support me. Like, bro,
it's working out, bro. Yo, shout out to all the parents listening, bro. Are they listening right now?
I'm pretty sure my mom is listening. My mom's listening. My girl's listening.
Shout out to them.
My dad's trying to listen. I'm not sure if he's listening. He can't figure out the radio.
Don't worry. Everything's pre-recorded. So if anything, like, we can always like.
Ah,
oh,
sick.
I got
sick.
You.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
But yeah, that's really cool, man. Having support always is a good.
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement.
100%. 100%.
So. Your latest single, yes. Rome. Let's address the elephant in the room. Trust, the newest single.
Yes, sir.
It's been making hella moves lately. It's been making hella waves. People have been talking about it. It's been getting crazy streams, 71,000K. Bro, that's crazy. That's really cool. I think that's like the biggest we've had on the show so far. And that's like, it's really cool. So what was the process behind making that song?
Well, essentially, that was the first song I made this year.
Word.
Right? So, I mean, I record music, like, almost every day when I can. But I found a beat. I found this beat. And how I write music is whatever type of feelings the beat evokes, I'll just go. And I don't necessarily write anything down. A lot of it's just like off the top. And
damn,
I,
really?
I couldn't even tell you how I do it. I have no idea.
It's just, okay, it's like a...
It just happens.
Second nature, sort of.
It just happens.
That's magical.
First, I'll start off with just going through flows, okay. Right? So I'll just say gibberish on the songs. And then I'll pick and choose where I like the flows. And then I'll try to go and put words to it. So I'll play it over and over and over again. And then, I don't know, bro. Sometimes it just comes.
That's scary, bro. That's some supernatural stuff.
I have no idea how.
So you don't write anything ever?
Not necessarily, no. If I'm stuck, I'll go and try to like go over a line and write it out on my phone.
Honestly, like I feel like when it comes to like making, like especially writing in general, it's very, some people it's hard, it's easier for others. Not everyone can be a lyricist. It's hard trying to put feelings on paper.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's also, it might be easier for some people to just say it as it is. So who knows, man? I think it's something new for everyone. It's always like it depends.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Yeah.
But yeah. But what do you have to say about what's next when it comes to like, when's the next thing I'm gonna drop?
Next single we're looking to drop in March.
Okay,
for
nice.
Sure. And then work our way up to a project.
Ooh, like an EP or an album?
Exactly, EP. Like a five, six song EP.
Okay, but honestly, that's gonna be really cool. But you know what, bro? We're gonna play Trust, and we're also gonna play an older song from you called Come Through, which I'm very, it's my one of my personal favorites. And I'm excited to play it, bro, because you know what? They're both really good. Even the two other songs that we're going to be playing, too. But yo, let's just get right into it, bro. This is Trust by Rome. And after that, Come Through, also by Rome. Let's get it.
Her favorite scene, backhand like Venus. I ain't tryna put no baby scene, but I still might feed it. Top down, she perfect, ah, yeah. Cut like Gina. Everywhere we grown, I get. Yes, I hold it down, my, yeah, ah, yeah. Says she like the way I sound, got it, I'm it. Can't compare them boys like paper trade. I'm there on holidays and weekends, yeah, I come around. I'm with her family and I'm cool with all her friends. FaceTime no call cause she ain't fucking with no regular. I'm as real as she could get. You're submissive, I'm not crazy. You get what you want. I get stuck in 10 feet waves, I'm swimming. Too good when I'm in it, it's hard to fake. Where you learn that from? Have you been here before? Man, I still wonder if they're creeping up on me. Trust. She know I trust. I'm hella patient. Fuck, I meditate for. We go back this way, I did it all. Fuck around the table. We go wide receiver. If I'm throwing dots, you catch them all. Trust.
I know I save it for you, like you're up. Yes, I know she typing, I ain't talking about text. We from the ply, so you know she understand me. Let your guard down if you try be more than friends. Had to tell you, come through, baby, come through, baby. There's plenty options, but you all in my head, baby. If you see a poppy, you will probably understand me. And if I drop it, I'ma pick it right back. Had to tell you, come through, baby, come through, baby. Yes, I be how she be, passionate and loving when it comes to things that we speak. I'm seeing above, it's all just fairy tales, lucid dreams. Last time that we fucked, she tried to bury me inside, but you kept me on the line. I pass up thoughts, make a flee. You see where we at, I'm tryna turn you up, take a seat. Baby, she no good for me. Trust I'm saving love. She say, claim it while you got me. Boy, you know you possible. I ain't tryna break the scene, make it seem hurt. She keep it so ever clean, never been toxic. Might be kinda hard, but all that rapper say da da, say da. This I know she typing, I ain't talking about ten. We from the ply, so you know she understand me. Let your guard down if you try be more than friends. Had to tell you, come through, baby, come through, baby. There's plenty options, but you all in my head. If you see a poppy, you will probably understand me. And if I drop it, I'ma pick it right back. Had to tell you, come through, babe, come through, babe.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your
Monday
afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your
Monday
afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Mondays at 3 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. Hey, it's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CJLO 1690 AM or CJLO.com.
Where are you going? 1690, we are back at it again with the one and only Rome. You just heard two of his songs, but we just heard Trust, his newest single, and Come Through, an older song, but you know what? It still hits insane. Bro, how you feel, bro?
I feel good, man. Like I said, this is the first time I've been here or got my songs played on the radio, so I'm amped, bro.
Bro, I'm just as excited, bro. You know what, bro? It's we needed to have some R&B in our studio, because you know what? It's such a beautiful genre that, like, it's hard to do, but when it hits, bro. Shout out to you, bro. It takes a lot of talent to do this, bro, for real. So we were talking about, like, off the mic on the quality of both songs. They're both amazing, and you did that in your own house.
Yeah, in my bedroom.
How is this possible, bro? It's insane.
I mean, I have this microphone called an Aston microphone.
Damn.
And then it's like, you know what a Focusrite is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have like a Focusrite and okay. And my MacBook.
That's it?
And I record on FL Studio.
That's what's up. Do you also make the beats?
That's the only thing I cannot do. I could do everything except make beats.
It happens. You know what, bro? There's always that one thing. That one thing someone can't do. Most of the time it's engineering. Engineering is hard.
You think so?
That's what I've been told. I have no musical ability except writing. Mm. But I've been told engineering is pretty tough. Because it's not common.
That's fair.
Like, you don't really hear, like, oh, bro, this guy is the craziest engineer. But it's very, like... But like honestly, like a lot of people been telling me like there are some pretty good engineers, like Sandro, who he works with Lopez.
Okay,
very good guy. We've had him on the show too. True. Pretty cool. And they also do their own thing. It's cool. It's honestly it's good to have a good engineer.
Mm-mm-mm.
And now we know another one, so it's lit.
Only for myself though. I'm not engineering nobody.
100%. Oh man, so. We've talked more about Trust, so let's talk about Come Through, an older song. So what was the process behind that song?
So Come Through was actually recorded a little while ago. Just dropped it. We dropped it in December, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
bro. December 10th. So it's like new, but not that new.
Yeah, it's recent.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But that song was recorded a while ago, and again, just like found another beat, bro, and just caught a vibe.
Caught a vibe.
Probably made that song in like 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yo, you're really good at this. Oh my god.
Nah, some songs, it's not every song that's like that though.
Okay.
Some songs take longer. Some songs take like a day or two, but that song was like 30 minutes.
That's what's up.
And man.
Do you think that sometimes that like a song that took like 30 minutes to make is either better or worse than a song compared to that's been taking like a day or two or even longer to be produced? I know it's very hit or miss.
Yeah, it really depends, but normally the songs that take the shortest amount of time are kind of the best one.
They're pretty good. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, there's like, it's not a lot of thought put into it. It could be for the better or worse.
Yes.
But like, it's kind of like a... What's the word? Like a flow state?
I was just about to say that, yeah.
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 So I feel like flow state is honestly like the best thing to happen when it comes to like making these types of like songs. You know, you're in your element. You're with your boys sometimes.
I record by myself.
You record by yourself?
Yeah, none of them are with me.
That's what's up.
I'm a shy guy in the studio. I just like being by myself. If I mess up, nobody's gonna hear me mess up.
I've seen a lot of that happen.
You know, like every take is definitely not what you hear on the mic. You know, sometimes it'll take me like 20 takes to get one line, but
it happens, bro.
I just get it done.
A lot of voice cracks sometimes, bro. You see someone just like perform. I've seen my fair share of some funny stuff.
Yeah,
but honestly, it's cool. It's cool. So you have a new project coming soon.
Yes.
Hopefully. So what can you talk to us about? Like, what can you tell us about it?
So this project is actually all the music I've made this year. Okay. I don't think... Actually, two of the songs were from last year. But everything else, I think it'll contain like 5 or 6 songs.
Okay.
And Trust being like a bonus, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was this year. And it's not necessarily different than from what's out already. But it's in the same world, but it's just more polished.
The word refined.
Exactly. Lyrics are better, voice is smoother, harmonies are tighter. Like, you can't go wrong with this project.
Okay, we got a lot of confidence. I like that. I like that. You know what?
For sure.
We need more confidence, especially with the underground. So considering you're like the first like real R&B artist I've had on the show,
mm-hmm.
I feel like also like there's not much of an R&B scene in Montreal.
You think so?
I haven't really heard much people unless I'm not looking in the right spots.
I'm definitely tapped in with like a bunch of them.
Really?
There's a good amount of people who do R&B here.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, definitely more that do rap, but R&B is starting to be like, you know, like a quote wave.
Yeah. Honestly, it's starting to pop off a lot more.
Yeah.
Thanks to your music too. I've been seeing a lot more artists who are starting to like get more comfortable with like singing a lot more.
Yeah.
So what made you like go into R&B mostly? Like what was the main draw into it?
So when I was in elementary school, Justin Bieber came out.
Real.
I swear.
You know what? He got some hits.
Justin Bieber came out and I can't even lie. I was like, wow. Like this guy, I want to be just like him. Not anymore. Yeah. But in terms of like his voice and just like how he carried himself at the time, it was like, wow. So how I learned how to sing was I used to play his videos on YouTube and just try to sound like him. I used to look at like weird things like how his mouth moved and like as he sang and then
I was like,
pause.
No, yeah, pause. But, shout out Justin Bieber for real. It is February, bro. Valentine's Day, you know. I'm joking.
But yeah, I just used to look at like just little details like that singers used to do, and just try to imitate it. And then over time, singing every single day, like it's a muscle essentially. So
it is a muscle, and it's pretty hard, especially singing, to get all like the proper notes.
Yeah.
Down. So like, I can just imagine how hard it must have been, especially for him at that age.
You know what I'm saying? And he was young, but like his voice was kicking.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Like that guy has hits. He's got like a lot of hits.
For sure.
I don't know if they're like, has he dropped recently?
Pardon me?
Has he like dropped any music recently?
Yeah, he's dropped like 2 albums.
Damn.
2 albums. They're called Swag. Swag 1 and Swag 2.
Any hits?
I mean, he got this one song called Yukon on there. Everybody's playing that song.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out.
Other than that, it just wasn't my cup of tea.
I feel you.
It was like more pop type radio music. And I'm into like, you know, the R&B fly type of.
Kind of like Light Skin Bieber at the time. Like when he did the.
Precisely.
The Travis Scott feature.
Precisely.
Maria, I'm Drunk is the best song off that album. I ain't even ashamed to admit it. 90210 was great, but that's the best song.
I agree with you.
Come on, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, R&B is always it's a great genre. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's underrated at times, and sometimes it's overrated. It depends who you ask, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But is there a genre that you would like to tap into eventually that's not R&B?
I've always been R&B, hip hop. I don't necessarily rap, but like I'm like singing rapping in a way.
100%. Almost.
I don't want to be compared to no Bryson Tiller, but like that type of
genre,
you know,
style.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Honestly, like it's always like a lot of people like to have like different sort of like how to explain this. Like a lot of those, like hidden genres that they don't tap into as much. But they can do it. Like, we've had artists who are, like, even though they're, like, hardcore rappers, they'll still have some who like to do, like, pop rock.
Mm-hmm.
Or even afro.
Mm.
So it's, like, always cool to, like, see just, like, people, like, outside, like, of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How do you get out of your comfort zone sometimes? Like, especially when it comes to making music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there something that you do specifically that, like, to test your limits?
That's a good question. Yo, honestly, I'm the type of person, I be in my bubble a lot. So,
yeah.
Like, getting out of my comfort zone is, like, I used to struggle with that. But lately, it's just been, like, picking different instrumentals or like, that's really what puts me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, it's, like, it's a lot of the same R&B beats. But sometimes I'll do, like, a Brazilian funk beat or, like, an Afro beat or, like, you know. Stuff like that will get me out of my comfort zone.
Just to spice things up a little bit.
Exactly.
Literally. But, yeah. No, it's always good. But where do you find your beats?
Well, I used to just get them off YouTube.
Type shit.
Right? But now I start to work with a bunch of producers.
That's what's up.
Yeah, a bunch of producers. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Trevor J.
Trevor J. What's does he work at a studio?
Not necessarily. I mean, I seen you follow him on Instagram, though.
Trevor J?
Yeah.
Maybe. Does he work with MBS?
Who's MBS?
It's like a recording studio in Montreal.
I don't know. I know he records at home, and he definitely is, like, well-known in the music space.
Trevor J. I have to find him. Hold up. I probably follow him. Because, you know, honestly, I'm horrible with names, too. So, Trevor J. Oh, thank you, Kemi. Trevor J. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, no, I think I followed this guy a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he does look very familiar.
Man, he's one of the illest producers.
Thank you, Kemi. Shout out to her, always on time. That was quick. That was scary quick, too.
Yeah, he's one of the illest producers. Him and my boy Dot.
Yeah. Yo.
Not Ja, but the one that Ja was with on your show.
Oh, Andre?
Yeah, we call him Dot, though.
Oh, that's true. My fault. Yo, when we had them on the show, it was supposed to be the Halloween episode. Everyone came dressed up. They didn't come dressed up.
I see that on Instagram.
I dressed up as a Teletubby. And I locked in as a Teletubby. You can find that on my IG.
I'm about to look at it right now.
I like the purple one, Twinkie Dinky, or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Also, purple is my favorite color, so I had no choice but to wear it purple. Also, my girl likes that one too, so it's fine. I low-key hit that pose, though. Honestly, Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Really?
Yeah, that and
that's
Easter.
My girl's favorite holiday, too.
Dude, it's the best holiday. You can just dress up as anything.
I disagree, but it's all good, though.
Bro, get off my shirt. No, I'm joking. Why don't you like about Halloween, bro? Halloween's the best season.
Holiday. I like Christmas.
Please.
I like Christmas.
Bro, Christmas is overrated, bro. Christmas is good.
I like Christmas. I like Groundhog Day. I'm joking. What? I'm joking.
That's the first.
I'm playing.
What does Groundhog Day do anyway?
Yo, I couldn't even tell you, bro.
Dude.
I think the groundhog sees his shadow. And
that's weird. You ever see those videos of those grown ass men? It's like they bring out a beaver and they're like, they just comment it and they get like oddly sexual with it. He's like, "You look so nice today. Do you want to talk to me about it?" I was like, "Oh, I feel like I shouldn't be listening to this." But you know what, bro? We're gonna talk more about our favorite holidays in just a moment, because you know what? We're gonna be premiering two of your songs too.
That's what's up.
It's gonna be from Come Through Season. We're gonna be playing My Ends. And if that's okay with you. But yo, I'm excited. If That's Okay is honestly one of my favorite songs that you dropped. So you know what? I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. So yo, guys, without further ado, this is My Ends and If That's Okay by Rome. Let's get it.
Friends for I'm your only one. I ain't gonna do too much. Too much. Tell me, 3-5 in it. 3-5 in it. Hey, yeah. Burn okay, dog. Wow. Yeah, I got a 3-5 in this. Burn okay. I just wanna see you under me. I don't give a fuck about who you know. I just wanna see you under me. Okay, babe. Okay, okay. If it's okay, babe. It's okay. See you underneath. I don't give a fuck about who you know. I just wanna see you under me. Okay, babe. She like it, is she for the taking? I might call her wifey. It's easy for a price, hell yeah.
Now you spend on fly shit, places that you might be. Can't go, but it's likely.
These bitches bet I'm on the road. In the drop top coupe, I'm in my feels, I'm feeling so. We waste some time, she sending snaps, yeah, it's on sight. Lean to the left, that shit get tight. I fuck you good, I fuck you right. Go tell your friends I'm on that. See you underneath. I don't give a fuck about who you know. I just wanna see you under me, okay, babe. If that's okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, gotta be 5 in this burn, okay. I just wanna see you underneath. I don't give a fuck about who you know. I just wanna see you under me, okay, babe. Yeah,
you on. Fuck, you need friends for, I'm your only one. I gon' do too much.
Too much.
Tell me if you like that rock.
That rock.
Cause I just wanna take it off you. 50 Savage on your body, girl. Put that shit on for you, take it all. Spend this money on you, make it twirl. New Chanel, I see you got it all. Ain't spending no time and shit. I just need the timeless, bitch. Yeah. I know we go far, chasing stars. This love shit take a toll. I just came to talk. Now you on top. If I'm rocking, then you rolling. Save it for another time. It's what you say when you want it. Toxic like a tin. Try and put me right back in. Yeah. You don't need no invitation. They come from everywhere. Especially when I'm back in town.
On my ends.
Maybe come back to my ends. Hey.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now. Bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CGLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Yo, 1690, we are back at it again, the come up, featuring our guest of tonight, bro, Rome. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, bro. I'm feeling better than ever.
That's right, bro. So am I, bro. It's a cool night. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just winter is finally coming to an end.
Thank goodness.
Thank God, bro. I've had it.
It's tired.
This is coming from a winter person, bro. I'm done with it. It's coming. It's too long. It's overstayed.
To be fair though, this winter was way better than the others. Like, we didn't get a lot of snow this year.
I don't think so. That's the thing. Like, I don't like the cold. I don't like it when it's like obnoxiously cold and just like humid and like annoying. You know, it just reminds me of my ex, and like I don't want that. You know, it's just. But you know what I do want, though? I want the quote of the day, bro. It's my favorite part of the episode, bro. So, Rome, let me ask you this. What is the quote of the day?
Quote of the day, I would say, go at your own pace.
That's what's up. I like that. Can you care to elaborate on this?
Of course. So, I just say that because you could get distracted by how fast other people progress, and you can get discouraged by how fast other people progress, but it's really you versus you.
That's
so
real.
If you go at your own pace and just stick with what you do, it's you'll never go wrong.
Honestly, slow and steady wins the race, and it's a marathon, not a sprint at the end
absolutely
of the day.
See, that was gonna be my quote of the day.
I read your mind, bro. I read your mind. God. Honestly, I feel like it's very hard to get, well, easy, I guess, like you say, to get like sidetracked.
Of course.
You know, a lot of people are moving at different pace.
Yeah.
It's easy to get like, not envy, but like, you know, like, oh man, like, like, I wish I was doing this. I wish I had this much views. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've fallen victim to it plenty of times.
Me too,
bro. It's only been recently that I've, like, been you know, accepted it and understood that, like, yo, I'm going at my own pace, bro. Stop looking at elsewhere.
I mean, you're doing good for yourself. I mean, something's definitely working.
I mean, it took me a lot to get here, though.
I feel you. It took
me a lot.
It does take a while to, like, to grow.
Yeah, you could ask all my boys, man. I will post videos and get, like, bro, like, not even 1,000 views. And I would be,
I wish I could get that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
And I would be pissed. I would be like, yo, I don't understand. Like, I'm going out. I'm shooting this content with this high-quality footage, editing everything. Like, what am I doing wrong? How come he posts this? Like, but then I reminded myself, like, yo, you can't think like that, bro.
I feel you. No, it's easy to get distracted by others. But at the same time, you know, I find this is what happens to me, especially when I come to posting. The most, like, some of the content that you spend the most time on, there's a good chance that it won't get the attention it deserves.
It's fair.
But yeah. Then there's something that, like I can post some dumb stuff, half-ass it, and then all of a sudden, like, 38K, you know? Like, it's very weird. The algorithm is at a weird place.
I agree.
It's just, it's weird. Like, honestly, some would say that it's not even about talent anymore. It's just about if you can get lucky. Some people get really lucky.
Luck is definitely a factor.
Dude, it's, unfortunately, it is a big factor, whether we want to, like, disagree or agree.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just the algorithm, especially, like, I feel like prior to this, like, a lot of people would just say that, you know, making music is just about being good enough. You know, if you have the talent or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can just, like, it's really up to, like, whether you post at a certain day or a certain time.
Absolutely.
Or you have certain tags, you know. So, I guess my question to you is, how do you think social media has affected the music industry? Or in your music specifically? Like, you think there's some upsides as much as there are downsides? Or you think it's going to get either better or worse in the future?
I mean, at the moment, it's since we have the internet, it's like you have the widest reach possible, so it's easier than ever. But since it's so saturated, it's also harder than ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, back then, you would have to, like, physically hand out your CDs and you know, just
hope that one person listens to it.
Exactly. And that's extremely hard, like, when you're physically handing out CDs. But now with the internet, I could reach anyone from anywhere in the world.
No, 100%. It's, there's no, like rare artists anymore. Like, I feel like the internet peaked back when the vlog era, like, rappers were, like, really, like, getting into it. Like, I'm talking, like, J. Cole.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, you know, maybe, do we count Drake? He's not really sound. Well, he's mostly, like, end of the early 2000s. So, I would say, like, artists like Mac Miller, you know?
Yeah.
People who are, like, really using the internet to, like, showcase, like, why they deserve to be special.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I don't know, I feel like once the SoundCloud era started, it was like when everyone was doing it, it was just like, and like when someone's special and when everyone wants to be special, then no one's special.
Of course, yeah.
So like it's just, it's harder to stand out nowadays because you can just make music anywhere. Like you've made music in your own house, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, you just had to like go to an actual studio, hope they actually like you enough to actually continue doing
it. For real.
And music itself is an expensive hobby,
bro.
Like it's stupidly expensive, like for no reason whatsoever. Equipment costs an arm and a leg. I wouldn't actually advise selling an arm and a leg, just, you know, you know what I mean. That's a corny joke. But honestly, it's,
and the programs itself. And then you gotta pay for like the plugins. And the auto tune, and the auto tune is like a monthly subscription, bro.
I hate monthly, like bro, anything.
Me too.
Just pay for it once.
You know,
like especially nowadays, like everything is just online, and everything is just like a subscription. You can't pay something once.
It hurts my heart seeing that money every month go out my account, and I'm just like, oh,
and it's expensive
God.
Too. I can just imagine how much you're spending on plugins and auto tune and everything.
I'd rather just bite the bullet one time.
Right.
And then I'm good.
That's why everyone just, like, soon we just gotta start doing our own instrumentals, bro. Just like, just like with the live instruments, call it a day. That's what some people are dead ass doing too.
Nah, and for honestly, real. For real.
I respect them because live instrumentation is definitely the key way of just not just quality wise, but also saving money.
Absolutely.
But honestly, man, so you know, you got some EPs, you got a lot of stuff on the way.
Yeah.
What else is, would you say is next for you?
Next for me, bro, is just increasing the quality, increasing the consistency. More music. You're just gonna see me more, bro.
I hope so, bro. You're gonna see me more
everywhere, everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, everywhere, bro.
Honestly, bro, as long as you keep up the consistency and remember to keep up at your own pace, you're definitely gonna make it. Like, dude, end of the year tops. You're gonna have that one viral song, and everyone's gonna be talking about you on TikTok. And honestly, you could say you're on the come up. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. For sure.
Bro, that's what it is at the end of the day, bro. We just all got to support each other. Montreal artists. Especially, Montreal's got to represent. We got to represent ourselves better.
Bro.
Toronto's been kicking our ass.
I got no comment on that one.
No comment.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say.
I feel you.
I found my group of people just recently. They're
the Montreal scene or Toronto scene?
Montreal.
Up,
it's like it's this group called For the Arts.
Yes, For the Art. I want to get them on the show. We had Andre, we had Ja, we had we're also getting Sona.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming on the show too.
Yeah.
I'm low-key trying to get all of them on the show.
Sona, there's Fix, there's Zuvi, there's if I'm missing some, I'm sorry. But I was just recently like introduced to all those guys. And man, I've always been looking for people who are just as passionate for the music as I am. And, yo, I think I found my people.
Honestly, yo, For the Art might be the future for Montreal.
Bro.
I'm telling you, they're locked in.
Bro, if you see what they do, man, it's crazy.
I actually texted their account. I just texted, who do I speak to for this, the For the Art CEO or something? I just like, and after they actually responded, like, speaking. I'm like, yo, how do I get you guys on the show? Like, I want to get everyone on the show for, like, one mega episode.
You could definitely do that.
I hope so. That would be, like, the cool way to end off the summer.
I'll hit all of them if I have to, bro. I'm not even that close with them. I'll hit them for you, bro.
Bro, that would be lit.
Those guys are crazy, bro.
They're all super talented.
Man. And the love is so real, bro. Like,
because they do it for the art.
Bro, if you see, like, let's say Andre drops. Bro, it's Andre's day. Everybody's sharing that. Everyone is commenting on that. Like, bro. It's crazy. Even when I drop, bro, all of them are in my comments. Everyone's sharing it for me. Like,
it's a community.
Bro, I love it.
Honestly, bro, we need more people like For the Art. We need more collectives like that. Because honestly, there's not enough collectives anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, there's bands, but collectives are something special. You know, you get to see a group of people all going their own pace, all growing up together at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we need to see more, especially in Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal is such a cool... I always say this on my show, but Montreal is the place for different cultures. Like, we have such a unique melting pot of just different genres, different upbringings, people, you know, like, it's not just like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to capitalize on that, because you know what, Toronto's low-key kicking our ass.
It's all good though. We're coming
100%. We definitely on
we're
our
coming.
Come up.
We're coming for sure.
And it's only a matter of time when we start, like, because right now we don't got like that one trademark artist besides like maybe K Tronada.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Toronto's got like The Weeknd, Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we got? We got like Simple Plan.
Celine Dion.
Maybe. Do we know anyone else? Do we know anyone else from Montreal?
From here? I didn't know Simple Plan was from here either.
Yeah, Simple Plan was from Montreal. Like, that's the thing. No one knows. Mm-mm-mm. It's sad. But yo, thankfully, we got Rome, who's on his come up. Fun to represent for all of us.
And for sure.
I just want to thank you so much for coming to the show, bro. This is a dream come true for us. Our first ever R&B artist. Bro, Can't wait to have you on again. Can't wait to play more of your songs. It's going to be a blast.
Thank you so much for having me, bro. It's an honor to be here, for real. I appreciate it.
Bro, of course, bro. So, yo, this was 6090, The Come Up. We're here with Rome, the white boy with sauce. So, yo, take it easy, bro. Next week, we're our episode with Jazzy. It's going to be another classic. Stay tuned, y'all. See y'all soon.
Talk.